Look up in the sky. It's a stripe. It's a streak. No, it is a meteor.
It is the Geminid meteor shower, peaking later on tonight and into the morning. It may be one of the most impressive meteor showers of the year. And Jeff Chester joins us to talk about it. He's the public affairs officer at the Naval Observatory. Jeff, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
So we're having perfect weather tonight, according to Doug Hill. Might be on the chilly side. So what do you expect here?
Well, it really depends on where you are. If you're out someplace in the country where it's nice and dark, well away from the city lights and the general glow that they throw up into the sky, you can expect to see upwards of one shooting star per minute. The Geminids are one of the most consistent meteor showers that we have during the year. Some folks, lucky enough in really dark locations, can see up to 120 in an hour. Here in the city, you'll see considerably fewer because the sky's a lot brighter, but you'll still probably see upwards of 20 to possibly 30 per hour between roughly 10 p.m. and however late you want to stay up in the morning.
Hey, Jeff, what part of the sky should we check out?
Well, the radiant for this meteor shower is in the constellation Gemini, hence the name Geminids. You'll find that radiant is fairly high in the northeastern sky by about 10 p.m. So generally what you should do is lie down, get a lawn chair, find a place where you're at least sheltered from the immediate glare of streetlights and that sort of thing, and basically look straight up, but kind of orient your feet so that they're pointing generally to the east, and just sit back and kind of enjoy it. And be sure to bundle up because you will be amazed at how cold you will get.
You got that right. Thanks so much, Jeff. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jeff Chester is the public affairs officer at the Naval Observatory.